Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
So what is the narrow way? By definition, in the Greek, way means hodos, a way, a traveled way, road, a traveler's way, journey, traveling, metaphor, a course of conduct, a way, example, manner of thinking, feeling, deciding. How about narrow? Narrow is thli bo, to press, as grapes, press hard upon, a compressed way. Narrow, straightened, contracted, metaphor to trouble, afflict, distress. Interesting. Jesus describes it well. The narrow way, difficulty, trouble, affliction, distress, because we've changed our thinking and decided to follow Jesus, which is contrary to the way of the world. We all know that Jesus lived this way when he was here among us. Jesus calls himself the way. Have you ever heard the term narrow-minded? I'm sure you have. It's the opposite of broad-minded. It's a way of thinking, a course of conduct. Narrow is more conservative, constricted, Christ-minded. Broad is liberal, embracing the world's view of things and entertaining many points of view, leading, of course, to destruction. The narrow way that the Master speaks of is a hard way, against the flesh, to our true spiritual reward. And there's a lot in between there. It's a way devoid of the trappings of this world and its systems, its carnal pitfalls and delusions of self. The elect must always remember this admonition. It's an admonition for sure. We're not walking in the way that pleases the world, the flesh, or the devil. 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. We should know this and remember this passage, but we don't act upon this. The enemy twists the truth that it should be some smooth, euphoric thing taken like sweet candy. But don't be deceived. The liberal church of today would have us believe that no matter what we do, from the moment of our conversion, we'll enter heaven. And that's not what Jesus says. In Matthew 7:13, he says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." And we turn aside from it and continue down Broadway, with the enemy passing out his lies along the way. What is Broadway? Well, it's self. We are ever conscious of ourselves and partake in the things of this world, giving no thought to the real conspiracy. The enemy has always been conspiring to make us wise in his way, to distract, confuse, to help pamper the flesh and dull the mind. 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. How about 1 Timothy 4:1? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The simplicity of Christ is a narrow way. You don't need a doctorate in theology. You simply need the desire for the real truth when the love of the truth is gifted to you. You'll find that prayerful study of the scriptures and of God himself comes as a result of this gift. Peace and patience as well. And it is when we open the windows of our temples that the pollution of the world attempts to enter. When we add up all the things in this world that are at our fingertips to have and enjoy, it would take a mighty wide road to drag them along behind us, all the way to the gates of damnation. Narrow means we don't take anything along with us except that which is of God, given to us as a gift, even our faith. No room for worldly baggage on this path. No room for possessions of any kind. No room for acquaintances or the like. You're alone on this path. And on this path, there aren't many footprints in the dust of it either. Matthew 6. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon this earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Repentance and humility, saints. Every few miles, if necessary. Our Father says that he lives with the contrite. They're the ones he acknowledges. Contriteness. Submit to him, not the world. If we are truly elect of God, our position about the temptations of this life should always be in question. Do we have too much? Want too much? Do we give freely? Would we continue to give up the lusts of the flesh without a fight? Or would we give in? Do we value the unseen treasures of God or a quick profit of death here? Question is, what do you really value? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. And if we who make the church institution our home and consider ourselves religious, righteous, and comfortable within those walls, consider this from James. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Yeah, give it a whack. Church makes you no more a Christian than living in a garage makes you a car. We must keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We'll get mighty filthy on the Broadway. Are we ready to present ourselves as like unto a bride to our Lord? Are our lamps trimmed and burning steady? Matthew 25:1-4. There should always be fear of the Lord in all of these things. The proverb says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way. And the froward mouth, that's what God hates. Proverb also says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. what is it that we were given as a result of the greatest sacrifice in history? Yeah, a race to run against our flesh, a knowledge and recognition of a sovereign God, our Father, unwavering loyalty to His Christ, our Master Jesus. And at the end of our race of spiritual endurance against it all, salvation from God's terrible wrath. So, I mean, are we saved yet? Well, when the race is completed, we will be. In Matthew 10:22, Jesus Himself tells us that he or she that endures until the end shall be saved. You know, once this sinks into our spirits, we will have no need to contemplate today's prayer and handshake counterfeit Christianity, making our own way a robber's way into heaven. Meanwhile, if we are truly called and elect, we must endure the agony that Paul did along his way, his narrow way, the way that every minister of the gospel and true shepherd endured, the things the Master Himself endured to set an example for His little sheep. Fear not, there's no want in this kind of suffering, only a want to please God, our Comforter. If it's a life of comfort you want, then walk away. If it's comfort during your walk, you shall have it. Our salvation is something we must have a handle on while we sojourn here. We must make it apply to our lives. We must wrestle with the world as we make it apply. We must work it out. Wherefore, my beloved, as Paul said in Philippians, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Was Paul going to save the Philippians? No. He was guiding. He was admonishing, rebuking, and the like. Teaching. He wasn't working out their salvation for them. You're on your own. Fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. Find the time. Make the time. Work it out. Leave the clutter of vain carnality behind and remain walking in Christ's narrow way. Remember this. In the real world, the losers, us, get eternal life. Whereas the winners, the world, go to damnation. Think about it. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent and come back to your first love. Your foreordained salvation depends on you 24/7. Do not believe that once you have had a profession of faith at some time in your life, you can head for the straight gate committing every sin imaginable, thinking you're forgiven since that profession of faith. That's the many who shall try to enter in and shall not be able. That's a big lie from the enemy. If you truly believe that once you've professed Christ and continue in your carnal ways, the only gates you will pass through are the gates of hell. And that's no lie. And that's the narrow way. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Thanks for stopping by. You get your shields of faith up, and you do keep to the road with Jesus, walking His narrow way. And I'll see you again if God is willing and the cricks don't rise.
Beware false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true.
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth for ever. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him.
Train a-comin', train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us love the most.
for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away.
They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them.
For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down.
But the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways.
All go into one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again.
My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death.
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Shall return unto God who gave it.
Shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
If you are led to help keep the broadcast on the air, you may send support to the ministry here. If you are sending a check or a money order, please write WWCR on the payee line, and I will forward it to the station. The ministry address is The Narrow Way, P.O. Box 60, Wrensville, Pennsylvania, 18818, USA.
This has been brought to you by The Narrow Way. .net